Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Light Shining in the Darkness.
A reading from the second letter of Peter. We did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we had been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that voice was conveyed to him by the majestic glory, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the prophetic message more fully confirmed. You will do well to be attentive to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The Word of the Lord. Peter is talking about the Word of the Lord. It is a lamp shining in a dark place. Think about it. What would our life be like without that word, a dark place? We humans have peopled this planet, and most of us hope we can share it and live in peace on it. I trust that we're all praying for Ukraine. But we humans have a need, a huge need. Who can deny it? A need of a lamp shining for us. I think that we all, even the most staunch atheist, have an inkling that there is something that transcends everything we can see. That there is something beyond, but that something we can never seem to reach. That something, capital S, had to reach out to us. And so, as the prophets of old would thunder to Israel, hear the word of the Lord, and welcome or unwelcome, it was a light for them, shining in their darkness. And so it is for us. The Word of God is living and active and keener than any two-edged sword. Always, always, always remember what a gift it is, this word. And if you happen to be a lector in the church, remember, and for all of us, that it is alive and active coming out of your mouth. It is a gift coming to each person who hears it. Speak it with great care and with energy and conviction. It is such a gift. It is a lamp shining in a dark place. My dear friends, our lives would be dark without it. But look, it shines. God bless you.